Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life. This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Excuse me. Good morning, Howard. It's been a while. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, it has been. it just so happened that every one of the Jewish holidays seemed to fall on a Tuesday, didn't it?
Indeed, Yom Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Simchat Torah.
Absolutely crazy. Either way, it is great to speak to you, and I'm glad that we could actually get hold of you on WhatsApp, because sometimes, well, with all that went on yesterday, I was getting a little bit nervous. Either way, let's talk about the news in Australia. The big news, of course, is Malka Leifer.
Indeed, and seeing as we haven't spoken for a couple of weeks, there have been major developments.
Uh-huh.
So first of all, as we reported before, as everyone knows, she was invited back to Australia at the beginning of the year to face charges. And for the last 9 days, she faced what was called a committal hearing in the Melbourne Magistrates Court. And that the purpose of that was to ascertain that there were enough serious charges to warrant a trial. And initially, as we reported before, she faced 74 charges relating to her alleged conduct while she was principal at Das Israel, an ultra-Orthodox school in Melbourne. And during the committal hearing, four of those 74 charges were actually dropped. And the reason they were dropped was because it was established that those alleged offences, if they did occur, had occurred in Israel and not here in Australia, which left 70 charges, including 11 counts of rape. And there are three sisters, Melbourne sisters, who are the main focus of the allegations against Malka Leifer. Excuse me, and they all gave evidence, and there was evidence from psychiatrists and obviously barristers speaking and friends speaking. And at the end of it, she was asked to plead, and she pleaded not guilty. And then after that happened, interestingly, another 20 charges have now been brought, have been laid against her, confirmed, also related to child sexual abuse, charges related to child sexual abuse, which means that there were 70 charges, and then plus now another 20 which have come forward. And so, and the Israel Justice Minister has agreed to these additional 20 charges being laid, and his approval actually was required under the extradition rules, which allowed it to be brought back to Australia early this year in January. So a lot of developments there, and as of now, she's due to face court again now for a hearing on October 21, so 2.5 weeks away.
Very, very interesting. So, and this whole allegation about mental health, that's not much of an issue.
Well, not from what has been reported, correct, yes. And some of the hearings have been in open court and some of it has been in closed court. So it's not all out in the open. So in closed court, obviously, the public is not aware of what's said there. But from what has been, I've not seen it reported that has been an issue to this point.
This story is obviously a very significant one for the Jewish community, and particularly for the religious community in which she operated. But what about broader interest in Australia? Is this a story that one will read in the general press as well?
Interesting question. So the answer to that, yes, it was when she was being extradited, or even to go back a step, when there were efforts being made to get her extradited.
Right.
And listeners might recall, even the Prime Minister of Australia himself,
yes, of course,
spoke out. And when Bibi came to Australia for a visit a couple of years ago, the Australian Prime Minister spoke to Bibi, and the former Australian ambassador to Israel, who's now a member of parliament here in Australia, Dave Sharma, made representation. So when that sort of, those sort of political representations were happening, yes, it was reported, and certainly when she was brought back in January, it was. Since then, the answer is no, it has not been in mainstream media, but I suspect it will be when it gets to trial, because as we said a moment ago, to this point, it's only been, are there enough serious allegations for her to actually stand trial? So it's been a sort of preliminary phase at the stage. Once it gets to actual trial, which is obviously looks like it will now happen, I'll be surprised if, and also obviously, and one has to put that response in the context of whatever else is happening in the country. You know, COVID and politicians and elections and what have you. But I suspect it will come to get mainstream attention once the trial actually begins.
Right. And another very, very interesting story is Vic Alladeff appointed to the board of a leading Australian media network. Tell us about this.
Well, yeah, and, it's, you know, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't actually report this too. So, the announcement was made literally yesterday. So this is, you know, hot off the press. It's Australia has an ABC like South Africa has SABC, which is a national network. There's also a media network here called the SBS, stands for Special Broadcasting Services. This is also a government broadcaster. But the raison d'etre, the rationale of SBS is to promote awareness of, respect for, appreciation of the fact that there are 200 different ethnic groups and communities living in this country. With Israel, with the United States, Australia is one of the most multicultural and successfully multicultural, I may say, nations in the world. And so SBS is a media network which caters for that. There are 5 TV channels. It has a radio and digital service which broadcasts in 68 different languages. And I had the honor yesterday of being appointed by the federal government to the board of SBS. So, I'm hugely honored. It's a massive honor. As like I say, it's a national TV and radio network. So it's, right around the country and, So I was honored to be, it was the announcement came just yesterday, an announcement from the Prime Minister himself, from federal government appointment and, to join the board immediately. So as of yesterday, as of 24
Incredible.
Hours ago.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic and most definitely well deserved, and no doubt you will do an incredible job. I was actually just looking at the article and I see that you have your job cut out for you, because just looking at some of the comments, it's just quite unbelievable. Wherever one criticizes Israel in any way, you're branded anti-Semitic. I mean, this is the kind of thing that's exactly the reason that you've been appointed. It's just quite incredible.
But the thing, but it is important. It is important also, though, to point out that I have had a flood of, like, on my Twitter account, about 80 or 90 positive messages, linked in the same number, and from Vietnamese leaders, Muslim leaders, Greek leaders, Chinese leaders, Asian leaders. So across the board, I mean, I have been inundated. So. Yes, there are, obviously, you know, it's the nature of the beast, sadly.
Absolutely.
There will be those, but overwhelmingly, to
positive.
This point.
Oh, I have no doubt, yeah.
And now, obviously, I need to deliver. I'm not there for my looks. I need to deliver.
But that's incredible. And how long does one generally sit on a board like this? What is the appointment?
It's a 5-year term and with a possibility of a second 5-year term. So initially it's a 5-year term.